Welcome into a new episode of the Bengals Beat podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway. This podcast is presented by Free Store Food Bank, and we are just about ready for the Bengals' second preseason game. Tomorrow, I'll be heading down to Atlanta to get ready for Friday's exhibition game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And it looks like at this point, you're going to see some of the Bengals starters playing in this game. Falcons head coach Arthur Smith said he plans to play his starters. This might be a little bit more entertaining football on Friday night. If the Bengals are to play some of their starters, you'll see good on good and be able to really track and see, you know, how some of these players and position groups are coming along with the starters. Most of the first game was reserve players and rookies. Dax Hill was the only starter to see time, and he played about 2 to 3 series before he came out. He made a great play, and I'm sure that did wonders for his confidence in pass coverage. He knocked the ball out on what was just a beautiful, rangy play from Hill. But it sounds like, based off Zach Taylor's response and talking to some players in the locker room, that they are expecting to see some time. I wouldn't expect it to be a lot, but it does sound like you might be in store to see some of your favorite players taking the field on Friday. So who should you expect to see? I would go out on a limb and say you're going to see more defensive starters than you're going to see offensive starters, simply because Joe Burrow's not involved. And it's still, there's no update as far as when he plans to come back. Zach Taylor's been very specific in what he says. And, you know, he said several weeks from when he said several weeks. And, you know, he's not really giving any more of an updated timeline. We did get a glimpse before the first preseason game of Burrow going through a pregame warm-up, where that was the first time he's been seen publicly throwing the ball and running, and he looked like he was healthy when he was running. Of course, we don't know the level of the strain, so there wasn't a timetable specifically put out publicly, but good signs from Burrow. That was a positive headline coming out of Friday's game, even though he didn't play. But the reason I say that I wouldn't expect too many offensive starters to play, specifically the receivers, is because for them, playing without Joe Burrow is almost more of a too big of a risk than reward that they can get. It'd be one thing if number 9 was back there. They have that chemistry built up. They know where he's going to put the ball. But with Trevor Siemian and Jake Brown, and, you know, they don't have that same type of chemistry, and both quarterbacks have not looked great so far in training camp. And you would just hate to see a player like Ja'Marr Chase have a significant injury in a preseason game without Joe Burrow. You know, you'd like to avoid those situations if you can. So I wouldn't expect any of the big three wide receivers to play, but I might expect to see Jonah Williams get a few snaps at right tackle. As far as the veterans on the offensive line, like Alex Kappa, I wouldn't anticipate him seeing time, but if that's something that Frank Pollock wants to see, how Kappa and Jonah Williams play together next to each other, since they haven't done so yet in their career, that could be something that you see. But I think it'll be a drive maybe, or a 2 to 3 series from the starters that do play. But I think more of it's going to come on the defensive side of the ball, because for the most part, all of those starters are able and ready to go. And Lou Anarumo probably wants to see how that younger secondary is going to mesh with that defensive line and those linebackers, even though, you know, everyone kind of knows each other at this point. There's still a lot of newer pieces on that back end. And in order for the whole defense to work, it's all got to mesh together. So perhaps that's what Lou Anarumo wants to see from the defensive side of the ball. And it would be a great test for them if they're able to see it against Atlanta starters, because then you can really see as a measuring stick where your defense is at. So we'll see just about how much time and who plays. Of course, there are older players on the defensive side that you wonder, they might not need the reps, like a Trey Hendrickson, for example, or maybe even a DJ Reader. But if Lou Anarumo decides the whole starting defense is going to go, then no one would be excused. So we'll see. There's a little bit more excitement to this game for that reason. And of course, typically the second preseason game is when a lot of head coaches around the NFL choose to play their starters because the third game's really for that final evaluation of those rookie and on the bubble players. So we will see a lot of news expected to come out of the second game for the Bengals in Atlanta. The team will travel tomorrow and we'll get a better look at, you know, some of those roster spots for the third and fourth roles. Really, there's not a starting roster spot that's up for grabs right now. So that's where we're at this point during training camp. Zach Taylor, when he was asked if he plans to play as starters, he didn't rule it out. And that's kind of where I'm gathering my thoughts and talking to players in the locker room as to, I think you should expect to see more starters playing this time around. And other news and updates coming from the Bengals, as I mentioned, still no update on Burrow other than watching him do his warm up the other day. We'll see what's going on as far as if it's contract related, if it's still injury related. There's a lot of questions there. And honestly, time is starting to tick. And you just wonder, when is this all going to get done? Is it a matter of Joe Burrow doesn't want to come back until the deal is done, or the Bengals are waiting until he's fully healthy to even bring the final deal to his table? We don't know, but it's of course still the main storyline following this team. T. Higgins, this was another big news piece coming out of practice the other day. He avoided what could have been a scary injury collide with him and safety Nick Scott, and fortunately he got out with no injury, and Nick Scott wasn't injured as well. T. Higgins went up to grab a pass. It was a rainy day. The field was kind of slippery, and as he came down, you could tell Nick Scott thought he was going to fall to the ground, so he didn't think he was going to collide. But as T. Higgins came down, Nick Scott kind of collided with him and he awkwardly fell on his knee. And he told us after practice it was a little bit worrisome, but everything is all good. And when he was asked why he's opted to sit out of team portions of practice at times, he's done so. He did after the day after Joe Burrow suffered his calf injury. And then he also didn't participate in the team portions of practice against the Green Bay Packers. He actually was very honest and said it's really precautionary. And where that's coming from is his contract situation. He has not received a contract extension that we know that he's happy with and that the team is happy with. They have not been able to agree on a contract extension past this year. He's only under contract through this season. So typically when players are in a situation like that, it's not uncommon for them to really try and protect themselves because they don't have the long-term security that if they were to go out in practice in a competitive environment against the Green Bay Packers, where you can't control what the Green Bay players are going to do, it is not uncommon for players to say, you know what, I'm just going to sit this one out. And for him, it's not in a diva way. He really wants to practice every single day. He showed up every day for the Bengals voluntary offseason. You know, he showed his professionalism in every step in this process. And, you know, as Joe Burrow said a couple weeks back, you know, sometimes business decisions need to be made and there's a time and place for that. And T. Higgins is choosing to do so. And it sounds like there's open lines of communication with wide receivers coach Troy Walters and of course Zach Taylor. So it seems like everybody understands where T's coming from. And, you know, based off of what he's done here and the way he's gone about his business, I'm sure that the Bengals understand. And, you know, if things are able to get done, that's also another thing when I'm talking about time is starting to tick, because is this Burrow contract getting in the way of the Bengals being able to sign T. Higgins? We don't know. And all you can try and do is guess and assume and put pieces together on your own. But it sure seems like the longer Burrow goes without his extension, it seems more and more unlikely that the Bengals and T. Higgins will be able to get a deal done before the season. But of course, as everyone knows, deadlines spark action. So maybe it'll be something where the Burrow deal gets done right before the season and the next day T. Higgins deal gets done, and it all happens perhaps maybe that first week before the team heads to Cleveland for their first game. We will stay tuned. I'll keep you guys updated on all that. There's of course no shortage of news to talk about when it comes to the Bengals and what they've got going on this offseason. From an injury standpoint, Drew Chrisman was back on the field punting, and it's sounding like he's going to be able to punt in Friday's game, which is great for him. He suffered an undisclosed medical injury. He collapsed in the weight room right before training camp started here at the Bengals facility and wasn't able to do anything because he was put in the hospital. So first things first, great to see that Drew is out of the hospital and able to be around the team again. And it sounds like he's going to be able to get back to competing for his job. And that was one of the storylines this offseason after the Bengals drafted punter Brad Robbins, is who's going to win that punter competition. And now Brad got to punt in the first preseason game. We'll see what Darren Simmons, the Bengals special teams coordinator, strategy is when it comes to if he is going to go game by game or punt by punt with him and Brad. So we will see about that. But good news that Drew is back on the field. Just a couple other bumps and bruises. Travion Williams still has not been back, and that was evident when this week Joe Mixon was unable to be at practice on Monday. The team was off Tuesday, and he's not going to be at practice today because he is in court in his trial right now that is going on its third day starting at 1:30 on Wednesday. So, of course, that gets in the way of practice time. So it's been a heavy bulk of Chris Evans and Chase Brown at practice. And it just goes to show that the Bengals backup running back role is still very much not decided. I think it was assumed that the rookie Chase Brown would go ahead and grab it. And, you know, he had some promising plays in that first preseason game, but they're going to let this competition play out. And Chris Evans is a player who this is kind of the season for him to really show if he's capable of being on a 53-man roster in the NFL in a running back capacity, not just for special teams. So he'll get a hefty workload on Friday, and we'll see what he can do. And of course, Chase Brown will get a lot of work as well. But keep your eye on that backup running back spot. Of course, Joe Mixon is the number one back for this team and will be this season. And he's under contract until next season. So we'll see after this season how everything plays out. But the Bengals feel good about the preseason and training camp that Mixon has had. So it's really more so about the backup running back spot at this point. And then we'll see how things go today at practice. I'll have news and observations posted on Cincinnati.com after practice. And of course, on Friday after the game, some in-depth analysis, which I'm looking forward to, because you get to this point in training camp and it's really hard to gauge what the players are doing because they're not really able to hit, and there's only so much they can do at practice against one another. So the games are really where you can find out where these players are at in terms of their comfort and schemes and their knowledge of what's going on. And other news for the Bengals so far this week, I mentioned the T. Higgins scare. That was something to come out, but the backup quarterback battle is something that there's been a lot of attention on. Is the Bengals backup quarterback for the season on the roster right now? That's the question that everybody's wondering. Of course, Joe Burrow, he's your guy, and all is hoping that he's able to be back by that week one game against the Cleveland Browns. But if he is to miss a game or two during the season for whatever reason, the Bengals have to have a backup quarterback behind him that they have to decide, is he good enough to carry us to a win? And right now, with Jake Browning and Trevor Siemian, neither one has really pulled away to show he's the guy behind Burrow. Last year and the year before, they felt really comfortable with Brandon Allen and his knowledge of Zach Taylor's scheme and just the players around him. They felt good if Brandon Allen had to play a game or two. They felt like they could still win with Allen. But do they feel that same way with Browning and Siemian? These guys have two more games to show if they're the guy. And if these two games don't go well, Zach Taylor's going to have a conversation with Duke Tobin about when that waiver wire hits, are they going to be looking for a new backup quarterback behind Burrow? So that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't talk about the backups, but because of Burrow's injury history thus far in his career, and it's been very unfortunate, that's something that they're going to really have to weigh more than probably anybody thought, because you thought for the first time in his career, Burrow was just going to glide easily into the season, and that didn't happen. And I think it's maybe forced everyone in the organization to think about that backup position differently, because when Burrow's on the field, you can say the Bengals should win an easy 10 games. Without him, you start to count how many could they win. Of course, their defense is good and their skill players are great, but he's the guy that makes it all work, and you'd need someone that could win you games, not necessarily by putting up buku numbers, but won't turn the ball over, will make smart decisions, will get the ball out when it needs to be out. And so far, it's just been hard to tell if Trevor Siemian, who has, honestly, I would give the nod right now to Jake Browning through training camp, but Trevor Siemian is a veteran for a reason. He's seen a lot. He started games in the NFL. So of course the Bengals will like that, but keep your eye on that through the second and third preseason games, because that's certainly something I'm circling and starring, and we'll see who wins the job when that final 53-man roster and depth chart come out. I can't wait to see. There's a lot of exciting position battles that are still undetermined at this point, with that one kind of really taking the lead right now. All right, that's it. Just a shorter podcast today, just to give you the latest from the Bengals. As I mentioned, preseason game 2 is on deck for us. And then the following week, we will have a special live podcast at the Free Store Food Bank with guest Ted Karras on Monday night. We're looking for that. Looking forward to that. And after that, it's on to the regular season, and we're looking forward to bringing you guys along every step of the way. So thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week.